I'm John Nguyen with SDPB News. Governor Kristi Noem has rejected President Donald Trump's order to extend federal unemployment benefits by $400 a week, saying that the state does not need the program. Trump last week attempted to bypass Congress in ordering states to extend additional unemployment payments of up to $400 a week to help cushion the economic fallout of the pandemic. Under Trump's plan, the extra unemployment benefit would require a state to commit to providing $100. It was unclear if Trump had the constitutional authority to extend federal unemployment benefits. The Republican governor says South Dakota does not need the extra benefits. The State Department of Health and the City of Huron will mass test for COVID-19 following the state fair in September. Health Secretary Kim Mulsum-Risden says the plan is similar to one in Sturgis, where the city will test people after the motorcycle rally.
We are working with medical providers in the Huron community to determine the level of COVID activity among people that are either working at the state fair or are working in businesses that help support the event in that community.
Mulsum-Risden says the health department will supply additional Abbott ID testing machines at the Huron Regional Medical Center. The machines can process COVID-19 tests in minutes. The South Dakota State Fair begins on September 3rd. Forest Service officials with the Pine Ridge Ranger District of the Nebraska National Forests and Grasslands are raising awareness of an ongoing ban on exploding targets. The incendiary targets are responsible for a fire that started earlier this month. Tim Buskirk is the Pine Ridge District Ranger. He says the fire was only 4 acres because it was reported almost immediately. Buskirk says most fires are caused by lightning, but exploding targets are responsible for starting at least one other fire in 2006.
In a year like this, where we're, well below our average in rainfall, it's been hot and it's been dry, it's been windy. Firefighters have enough to deal with the naturally caused fires. It's these human caused ones that really, it's unneeded stress on those guys.
Buskirk says the pandemic adds extra risk to both firefighters and the surrounding communities. He says shooting is allowed on Forest Service land, but exploding targets are not. Those caught using exploding targets face up to a $5,000 fine, 6 months in jail, and could be held accountable for the cost of fire suppression.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.